continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 355. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also
let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, 10:34 through 43. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism of John announced how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This morning's psalm is Psalm 118. It can be found on the insert. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now proclaim.
His mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
And my exaltation.
There is a sound of exultation and victory.
In the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. I shall not die, but live.
And declare the words of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me sorely.
But he did not hand
Open for me the gates of righteousness.
I will enter them. I will offer thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
He who is righteous may enter.
I will give thanks to you, for you answered me.
And have become my salvation.
The same stone which the builders rejected
has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
On
this day, the Lord has acted.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. On the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb with the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. And while they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their heads to the ground. The men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning to the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. That was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them as idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran into the tomb, stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord,
I love saying that. That means really good news to me. I also love that the last couple of days, other than when it was like really cold and raining, it was really warm and sunny. It was gorgeous the last couple of days. And I'm starting to see things popping up in my garden. And if you look in our yard, there's all sorts of purple and white flowers. I love that. And people who know that I love Peeps got me pancake and maple syrup flavored Peeps. I love that. I didn't love them, but that's... Other flavors, or give me the original. There are so many things to love about today and about this season. And especially when we think back on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday when we gathered here and tears were shed and our hearts were broken because we loved Jesus and we couldn't believe that this was happening. And yet today, everything has changed. We picture the women walking to the tomb early the next morning, early the day after the Sabbath. They're walking to the tomb with about 100 pounds of spices, and they tell us that it's Mary Magdalene and Mary, mother of James, and Joanna and other women were walking to the tomb, and as they were walking, they were wondering who they were going to get to roll away the stone. And when they get there, the stone is rolled away, and they look inside, and the tomb is empty. And they're perplexed, is what it says. They're perplexed. But suddenly, two men in dazzling white clothes appear beside them, and they're terrified, and they bow their heads to the ground. And the men, two men in dazzling white clothes, say, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" And as they remained perplexed, terrified, with their faces to the ground, the men continued, "Don't you remember when Jesus told you while he was still in Galilee that he was going to be crucified, die, and on the third day he was going to rise again?" And it says yes, and then they remembered. And they went back to the 11 and told them. And the 11 thought it was a myth, except for Peter. And Peter ran back to the tomb. And when he crouched down and looked in, all he saw was the linen cloths. And it said that he went home. I can't imagine that. I just can't imagine that. I don't know if there was just dead silence or shouts of joy, but the resurrection, the idea of the resurrection, we don't know what to think of it. We don't know what to make of it, but what we know is it's absolutely amazing, and it changed everything. It means that there is life everlasting. It means that there is life after death. It means that there is eternal hope It means that all things were made new. And we had that glorious example this week in the tragedy of Notre Dame burning. And then the next morning we saw the photos, and the photo I was looking for was the rose window and the sun shining through the rose window. And then you see the cross gleaming, the empty cross. Because resurrection can happen and does happen. And it happens in our lives as well. We have, all of us, experienced times in our lives where we thought, this is the end. I give up. There's no hope. This isn't going to turn around. I don't know what to do with this situation. And here we are. People of hope who have said, yes, there is a way through this situation. Yes, there is a way to new life and new hope and new dreams. But not only that, Peter was talking about in the Acts of the Apostles, he was talking to Cornelius and the Gentiles, and he was telling them the story of Jesus. And he was telling them all that Jesus has done. And then he reminded them that Jesus was crucified and died, and on the third day he rose. But then Peter continues, and in every nation, anyone who believes in him will be saved. But Peter's speech ends with the line, all the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Totally unexpected. Bigger than we can imagine. Everyone who believes in him has forgiveness of sins. And what do we do with that? What type of new life can we have with that? And it's one thing to talk about the resurrection that happened 2,000 years ago, and we say, you know, Christianity endures through the ups and ups and downs. Christianity, because Christ endures. The Spirit endures. That's not going to go away. Nothing can stop this. Nothing can kill this. The power of the Spirit and God and Jesus are alive in the world today. But we say, what does it mean to us? Well, it means we gather here. We have this community of faith believers who support each other and walk with each other. But not only that, Jesus walks with us every step of every day. It means that there is always the chance of new life and new hope, and that that love never ends. And so we join with Christians around the world today as we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. On this day of resurrection, we renew our baptismal covenant with Christians around the world. It is found on page 304 in your Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 304. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help,
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will with God's help.
Prayers of the People are Form 3, found on page 387. Page 387.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Every year at Christmas and Easter, a faithful few come to me, like most of you, and say, isn't it great to have all these people in church? Well, it is great to have you all here, and we're glad you made it today. If you're a guest or a visitor, please sign the guest book at the back, and please join us for coffee hour downstairs immediately after the service. There's a couple of announcements that are on the back of the flower list. A couple of formation opportunities that are coming up quickly. They're in May, and although May seems a long way away, it's really not. The font is here through Pentecost, so get used to it, the symbol of our baptism through the Easter season. And then mark your calendars now for the bishop's annual visit. He's going to be coming here on Saturday, in caps, Saturday, June 15th at 3. We will not have services that Sunday. Our services will be that Saturday. Because of the bishop's schedule, he's doing Saturdays. So please, mark your calendars now so that you don't come to church that Sunday. Nobody will be here. But do come Saturday at 3. We'd love to have you all there. Are there other announcements? I believe somewhere back there's somebody saying that the smorgasbord sign-up list will be on the bulletin board next week, not this week, but next week. which only gives us a couple of weeks to plan, so be looking for that next week. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection, and we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome at this table. If you would wish to receive the bread, simply hold out your hands. If you wish to receive the wine, please guide the chalice to your lips, or you may intinct. If you would rather receive a blessing, cross your hands across your chest. But all are welcome at this table.
By grace can we enter, only by grace can we stand, not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. Not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence you Emmanuel.
post-communion prayer is found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have
graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of our heart, through Christ our Lord.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Children are invited to get one of the hyacinths in front of the altar before they leave today.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.